5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's talk about it. Today is September 30th. This is the last day of the month, Shannon.
Gosh,
the last day of the September 30th, 2021.
The ninth month of the year. Can you believe it?
Where has the time gone? It's like, you know, at first when Biden took office, I thought we were going to have like, everything's going to slow down. It was just like, man, it's going to be extremely boring. But you know what? You have to admit one thing. It has not been boring, but it has been stupid. Can I say that? It has been boring, but it has been most definitely stupid
all
the stuff that's taking place. So I want to thank everyone for joining us. And please do me a favor. Get out your mobile device or write the number down so you can do it once you're done. If you're listening on your mobile device, and send me a text to 88202 and just type my name in, W-I-L-L. You'll get awesome information from the American Truth Project that you need to know about. I said it so much because it is awesome. I say it all the time. It is awesome. So please do that for me. They actually look at that and they say, oh, wow, look at this. Will is bringing people and allowing us to see and hear the information. We're going to talk about a lot. We're also going to take your phone calls, but you have to remember to push one when you dial in. You have to push one after you dial in. And Shannon, while I'm talking here, so people can get out their pen and paper so you can get ready to write this number down. If you're on Facebook, we actually post it on Facebook. The number is there. Just click on the link. So Shannon, what is the number if they want to call in and give us a holler?
Yes. So the number is 516-595-8069. And like Will said, remember to push one to come on the line and talk to the man, Mr. Will Johnson.
Who's the man? I'm not
the
man.
You the man.
I can't be the man.
You're the man right now.
Well, I'm the only man on the microphone, and you're the only woman on the microphone. So you're the woman, I'm the man. So hey, and you know what? There's only two, woman and man.
Correct. 100%
There's
correct.
Only two. Fact check that one. Oh, you know what? That's a meme. There's only two genders. Fact check it.
They will. They'll fact check it. Because all the fact checkers are liberals, so they'll fact check that 100%.
Yeah, they make up stuff as they go along. But anyway, so
right.
we talk
about making up stuff. Who's making up stuff? Biden's up stuff.
$0. Did you ever think that $3.5 trillion equals zero? I mean, my goodness, they're taking a whole 2 plus 2 equaling 5 to a whole new level.
No, it's not 2 plus 2 equals 5. It's 2 plus 2 equals 0.
Oh,
Will.
2 plus 2 equals 0.
Zero,
They're taking it the other way. It's zero.
Right.
So 3.5 trillion equals zero.
Right. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about this new infrastructure bill that they're going to try to pass here tomorrow. And we're going to kind of evaluate and see if this infrastructure bill really will add up to be 0 cents, which a lot of people are saying that's a lie. Can you imagine the Biden administration lying? Of course they're lying. They lie about everything.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I don't even know. As soon as he said it, I started laughing. I was like, I was like, 0 cents? How does that make any sense? Right? Because the only way that this would cost 0 cents is if we paid it off immediately, right now.
But even paying it off, you're still paying it off with what?
I mean, you're right. It comes from, I mean, something funds that, right? Somebody's money somewhere, that money pays for something, right? Or it comes from somewhere. So it doesn't even make sense that you say 0 cents. But listen, before we do that, we are going to kick off the show with, you want to kick off the show with a caller? We have one already waiting on the line.
This is absolutely awesome. We have a caller already, and we're just getting started here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we have Cindy from South Carolina.
Cindy from South Carolina. Hey, Cindy, thank you so much for the call.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, what you got?
I have a few points to make. As far as the passport for going to other countries.
Uh-huh.
It seems like that we're protecting other countries from the pandemic, but we're not protecting the people that are coming into America.
So well, they we're not protecting being... the people in America from the people coming into America. Yeah, because today they passed a bill saying that the people that are illegally migrating to America do not have to get vaccinated.
And see, that just seems like, it seems like everything they're doing is to hurt Americans because, and another thing I don't understand is when you see pictures of the Dems at parties and get-togethers where there's a lot of them, none of them are wearing masks. So are they getting some sort of medication that is not allowed for everybody else?
You know, that's a good question. That's a really good question. Like, are they getting something else? Or could it be that they know the truth about this whole, you know, sinister agenda that they're pushing they onto us, and they're not, you know what, and, you know, screw everybody else?
Yeah, they know something we don't know, and it's really strange that Fauci predicted that there would be an epidemic in a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. So another thing that the illegals, I feel like the illegals are coming in and they're not protecting us. Like, we don't know these people. They're from like 151 different countries. And to me, that violates the Constitution right there, because you can't just make laws as you go, or you can't ignore the law. These people, these politicians are in office to uphold the law, but yet they're violating it in every possible way. So I'm just confused as to why they can't just be removed, because they're lawbreakers. If you're there to uphold the law and all you're doing is breaking it, then you should not be in office.
Well, part of the problem is the lawmakers that would hold them accountable are breaking the law too.
Exactly.
So
where do you go? We have the top cops in the United States breaking the law.
You know, when they say that the people in the nation have to stand up against the government when it no longer has its best interest at heart, is really the point where we're at.
Right. I mean, we need to have a petition with enough people to sign it to just remove the whole, both parties. I mean, there's a few people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Senator Cruz and, you know, the guy who, I forget which state he was from, but he was standing up for the man and the woman who were, you know, had the guns.
Right. Well, let me ask you this, Cindy. Do you really think the petitions work? Because look at what happened in California with Gavin Newsom. I mean, they had this whole petition for years. They got 1.7 million signatures to try to get him out of office. And guess what? It was wasted money, wasted time. He's still in office. And in fact, it emboldened him, because now he's like, listen, nobody stopped me.
Yep.
Right.
He's a complete tyrant.
So I'm going full fledged. So I think at some point the paperwork doesn't work anymore, in my opinion. I don't know.
Yeah, well, there's something wrong. I mean, because these people, look how they went after President Trump for a phone call. And here they are doing massive illegal immigration. They can call it whatever they want, but that's what it is. It's illegal immigrants. You know, they're not undocumented. They're illegal. They came in illegally. And I'm sick of them saying they're undocumented.
Yeah, well, look at the phone call with General Milley. And look at who perpetuated him to have that phone call was Pelosi.
Yep.
And nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen to these people. Even he blatantly admitted to having the phone call. His whole thing, you know, I always say, treason always starts when you think that you have America's best interests at your heart and you feel like that the laws and stuff don't apply to you.
Yep, absolutely.
These people are openly committing treason and we're not doing anything about it. We're doing nothing about it. Look at the people that are in jail from January 6th.
Yep.
Just for being there.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And as long as they have these political prisoners, they're going to continue creating political prisoners. Look what they did with the recent military gentleman.
Yeah.
He is now literally a political prisoner. He spoke out against what the U.S. military, the government has done in Afghanistan, and they put him behind bars. But you have a general that committed treason, went under behind the president of the United States, and nothing happens to him.
Yeah, and this general, his trial actually starts today. His pretrial starts today. But anyways, it's thank crazy. You, Cindy, for the phone call.
Hey,
we
thank you, Cindy.
We appreciate you. Great points.
All right, take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you know, it's everything is, and many people have said this, it's everything is upside down. Like nothing matters anymore. The truth no longer matters. I mean, let's just like right now we're talking about the main thing is that everything is zero. You know, if the Democrats have a sticker on something, it's $3.5 trillion. They just say, you know what? Don't even worry about it. It's $0. It's not actually $3.5 trillion. It's only zero. Why? Because we're not going to make you pay for it. We're only going to make the rich pay for it. You know, because we're going to tax them. And then once we start taxing the rich, what do you think is going to happen, Shannon? Do you think the rich is going to be like, oh, you know what? Yes, I'm going to take on all of this taxing against me and my business, and I'll just live with it because I have enough money to share. Instead of businesses being able to hire people, what's going to happen? They're not going to hire people, and they're going to pass that cost on.
Right, right. Well, there's a lot of things that can happen. And unfortunately, that's why when Biden says, and Nancy Pelosi, who agreed with him, said that this infrastructure will cost $0, that means that everything that they think is going to happen is going to happen, which is not reality, right? Listen to this. I actually was doing some research and I'm like sitting here going, who on earth would actually believe that one of the most aggressive and most expensive bills in U.S. history is going to cost $0? Who believes that?
The left.
I mean, I'm sitting here going, honestly, right? So the Washington Post has a section in their newspaper called The Fact Checker, right? And the fact checker actually gave Biden's analysis of this being costing $0 to Pinocchio's, right? And the reason that is because one, the cost of the bill kept changing. And two, they say they're going to raise taxes on corporate America, right? So, and they're also in order to make sure that corporate America actually pays those taxes, because listen, they're supposed to be paying a certain amount anyways. Right now it's 21%. Yet you have companies like Amazon who have paid zero taxes, and that's because of loopholes and such. So they're also trying to eliminate some of those loopholes and some of their deductions for doing business. You know, if you have a business out there, you know as well as I do that you get to have all kinds of deductions, expenses that it took for you to run that business. They're actually taking some of those away too. So here's the thing. In order for, they want to raise the corporate tax up to 28%. In order for that to work 100% in order to pay for a new debt, right? They're not talking about paying down the existing debt, which really should be our conversation. We shouldn't be adding anything. We should be paying down the debt we already have. Mm-hmm. But they want to pay down this. It means that every single business is not going to try to limit their tax obligation, right? They're going to, in good faith, pay these taxes. Well, do you know any corporation in their right mind that's not going to try to find a loophole or some way in order to not pay 28% in taxes?
No.
I mean, they'll break apart the company. They can do all kinds of things to not pay that 28% that is supposedly supposed to go against this bill. So, once again, 100%, everything that they say is going to happen is going to happen, which 100% we know will not actually happen. So, in the end, they said that projections are, projections have been, you know, there's several different committees and stuff that try to evaluate this to see how much it actually will cost. We have anywhere from $1.75 trillion. If Biden says everything he's going to do works perfectly, we'll still actually have $1.7 trillion added to the debt, period. Even if what he says is completely true and goes 100% his way. But we know it's not 100% going to go his way. We know corporations will either leave the country, they'll find other loopholes, they'll break down their corporations to smaller corporations. I mean, there's all kinds of other things they can still do to avoid paying those taxes. And they will, people. Yep. I mean, these are business people. Their whole, when you have a business, the whole idea of having a business is to provide a service or a good and be profitable. And that's what they're going to do. Anyways, Will, your take?
100%. Well, actually, let's listen to what Psaki has to say when she's asked a question about the businesses being taxed.
Okay.
I mean, it's just, you know, for her, I mean, these people try to come across like they're completely got it together. Like they're the intelligent ones. Like they're the smart ones. Just listen to Psaki here.
I want to ask you about what Republicans are pointing to in the analysis from the Joint Committee on Taxation. Mm-hmm. They say, according to, if I've read the chart correctly, more than 16% of taxpayers would see their taxes increase under the bill that's approved by the House Ways and Means Committee. Will the president sign that bill as it is coming out of that committee, or will he insist on the changes so that he will maintain his commitment that taxes won't go up on people making $400,000 a year?
I have not looked at the document or the report that you have put out. Obviously, the president, or that you have referenced, I should say, that the Republicans put out. Obviously, the president's commitment remains not raising taxes for anyone making less than $400,000 a year. There are some, and I'm not sure if this is the case in this report, who argue that in the past, companies have passed on these costs to consumers. I'm not sure if that's the argument being made in this report. We feel that that's unfair and absurd, and the American people would not stand for that. But I will take a closer look at this report and get you a more substantive response. Go ahead, Jackie.
I agree with her on one thing.
What's
to
that?
Pass on what you want to spend is absolutely absurd. Guess what, Biden administration? You to pass on your $3.5 trillion Green Deal Build Back Better is ridiculous that you pass it on to the American people. Guess what? When you include 16% of the population, that is not only wealthy people. You are actually reaching into the middle class at that point.
Yeah. That's exactly,
they're passing on their expense.
But
talk about unfair, people. Talk about unfair. And when she says that, I lost my train of thought. I don't know. I'm so upset. She lied.
Seriously. And we mentioned this earlier. When the government comes in and say that we're going to tax you, and because you're a rich business, a rich company, what happens? Businesses stop hiring people. They stop being innovative, right? And then the economy suffers because that cost is passed on to us, the consumer.
Bingo.
And on top of that, what they don't want to acknowledge, one of the reasons why President Trump, the economy was booming under President Trump, because President Trump was removing a lot of these regulations. President Trump was doing tax breaks for these businesses. Why? Because when he did that, more jobs became available because the businesses had the money, they had the income to hire people. So when you hire more people because of your business, you have the idea of making more money, more manpower, more money. Everyone wins. It's a win-win situation. That's what capitalism, that's a part of capitalism.
Amen.
But see, the left, they can't stand it. They hate to see people being successful. They hate to see people being dependent without the government being on their necks.
See, and Will, you just perfectly described how this plan will once again not work, because they think that everybody in good faith is just going to give in to their tax hike. Right? Corporate America is going to go, okay, yeah, we accept it. We'll pay it. That's not how it works. Biden himself is having tax problems. He didn't want to pay it either. So guess what? It's not going to happen that way. But listen, he was talking about the Means and Ways Committee. They actually raise the certain taxes on people. On September 13th, they only approved for the tax hike for corporate America to go up to 26%. And that's over a 10-year period, people. That's not next year. So when he thinks that he's going to raise the corporate tax up to 28%, it's not going to go up to 28% next year to start paying for this $3 trillion bill. Mm. No, it's not. It's going to take at least up to 10 years for that to even happen. Biden won't even be alive by then, I'll tell you that much.
And how do you know that? They could have him. They could have his head in a jar somewhere.
What, weekend at Bernie's? That's how I
weekend at Biden's.
Listen, there's going to be other presidents that are going to come in. They're going to want to spend more money as well. Yep. Listen, this debt is being added to. It is not going to cost $0. And
if Kamala Harris takes over, oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
You're talking about spending? She's going to go on a shopping spree. I mean, seriously, there's going to be no amount of money. There's going to be no limit to what they want to do.
Right.
Socialist $3.5 trillion spending bill is what this is. A socialist.
Absolutely.
Socialist. Right. That is socialism 101. We have a $3.5 trillion spending bill, but we're going to tell you it's $0. How blatant can you be?
Yeah, and then dumb people actually believe it. Hey, Will, we have a caller. We have Dawson from Utah on the line.
Dawson. Hey, Dawson. Thank you so much for the call.
Hey, Will. How are you guys doing today?
All right. What you got?
Well, I just wanted to call in real quick because some doctors did it again to a four-year-old. They I'm trying to be careful here because I know that they're like shutting people down for this right now.
Well, I think we're on the radio, so we can talk about COVID-19, the virus. Yeah, because we're on the radio, there's no censorship as of yet on the radio. We're not. This is not YouTube, and I'm glad you brought that up. We'll talk about that after your call here. Go ahead.
So I just saw a story where some doctors. She was going to the doctor, right? A four-year-old, and they say they mistakenly put the vaccination into her arm. They mistakenly did it.
Mistakenly.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard that story over and over. I heard they did it to a man that went to emergency room too.
It's 100% disgusting. That they're doing this. Yeah, this is crazy. And I'm seeing stuff all, you know, starting to fly around on Twitter, at least, where all of a sudden there's people getting heart attacks. This guy, Lamont from CNN, he's fully vaccinated. And now he was bashing someone, a jazz player, because they didn't want to get the shot. But now he's fully vaccinated and he's in the hospital. From having a heart attack.
Yeah, they say he's actually lucky to be alive.
You know, that's crazy also because me and my dad have actually had heart attacks, and I had a heart attack in high school, which is crazy.
Oh, God bless you.
Just from genes.
So you most definitely according to some of the stuff that's flying around out there, I would imagine you most definitely don't want to, I would imagine that you want to stay away from it.
Because I feel like if I take it, it's going to kill me. Especially with the problems that are going around with it. Project Veritas and all that, and how, you know, I've seen like that it's not only caused myocarditis, but it's like just caused, I heard about somebody where they got the vaccination, their grandma got the vaccination. And, okay, I know this person. So their stepmom, or their like mother-in-law, whatever, got the vaccination. Never had heart problems in the past. 2 weeks later, developed like congestive heart failure.
Mm.
So, could you get a medical exemption, Dawson, or have you gotten one from the COVID?
No, I got full. Yeah, I can't get one. They told me no.
Really?
They told you no.
They said it's not a. They said it's about an invalid reason.
Wow, that doesn't make sense.
That's your beliefs. So much for separation between church and state.
Well,
I was talking about
a medical one.
Well, the government is basically saying that him having beliefs in something is irrelevant. him having his belief when the U.S. Constitution calls saying the government basically cannot tell him how he can believe. We're talking about his own body. Right. This is crazy.
Right.
The good thing is though that I can get a personal exemption because I don't want it, but I guess I'm not fit for a medical exemption, which makes no sense.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense at all. Huh. Interesting.
It's crazy.
It is 100%.
Well, to me, I guess in a sense that would make sense to me because a lot of people, there's some that are against the COVID vaccine, but there's a lot of them that are for the COVID vaccine. So, I mean, maybe that's why you couldn't get the medical exemption.
I don't know. It's just weird.
So what do you think about the infrastructure bill? Let's get your take on that real quick before we let you go. What do you think about the infrastructure bill? Do you think that's going to cost 0 cents?
Of course not. I mean, I guess in their dumb little minds. But yeah. I mean, it's coming close to the collapse. I mean, this is going to cost. They're saying it's going to cost zero, but I bet you this is going to cost trillions.
Right. I agree.
This is just going to raise up the debt ceiling. They're trying to pass the debt ceiling right now for another 6 months or a year. I don't know the exact time, but
I think December, right? December.
That's for funding.
Okay.
Oh, December.
That's for funding it.
That's for funding the government. They passed that today.
Yeah, I need to start getting stuff from emergency supplies.
Well, go to our website, Dawson.
It's not becoming.
Yeah. Go to our website, Dawson.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where you can go to sponsors of our broadcast, and there you'll find a Patriot Supply, which actually the food is really good. You get a lot of food too. So anyways, thank you, sir, for calling.
Dawson, thank you so much for the call.
Okay. Right,
take care. So I wanna get into a little bit what he brought up about how, talking about the censorship and all of that. Just yesterday, YouTube decided to crack down on anyone who's even just having discussion about COVID, about the virus, about the shot, just having discussion about it. Now, I've never claimed personally to be a doctor, but this is something that's affecting our lives. It's something that's affecting the country that we live in. And not even that, it's affecting the world. So people should simply be able to have discussions about it.
Right.
Right.
We should be able to have conversations.
You should be able to have conversations about it. Well, YouTube decided to say, you know what? We're going to regulate what free speech is and what you can and cannot talk about. And they've actually been removing YouTube channels from people talking about the virus. So, for example, here it is. There's an article with the guy from CNN. Where he had a heart attack and he's fully vaccinated, right? And there's other people talking about these reports of them being vaccinated. And of course, they're not looking at the shot. He's 42 years old. This is ridiculous. So you should be able to have the conversation. I had a YouTube channel that had over 100,000 subscribers. I worked hard on it. And actually, I was able to successfully work hard on it for 2 to 3 years and to get it over 100. I think last time I saw it went to like 114,000 before they started removing people. But they removed that saying that I was putting out medical information. And I'm like, what medical information I put out there? And the only thing that I shared, this was about 6 months ago. The only thing that I shared was that in the future, they're going to take this vaccine and they're going to force us to take it. You're not going to be able to go on an airplane. You're not going to be able to go to a restaurant. You're not going to be able to hold a job. You're not going to be able to go to just to a ball game. And guess what's happening today? That very same thing is happening today. And it's increasing and it's growing. And they took my channel down saying I was putting out misleading medical advice. I told the truth. I said it's just my opinion, 100%. And guess what? My opinion is now factual, but they don't care because they're working with the globalists, these elitists, to tear down America. And all of this is part of the whole communist dictatorship of the Biden administration and the Build Back Better that they're doing.
Yeah, right. Unfortunately, They think that people having everyday conversations that are questioning the virus are actually making other people question it, and they want to eliminate that.
Yes.
They want people to stop questioning it. They want people to know that other people aren't questioning it, which was actually kind of huge for the NBA because, you know, they actually did a conference with some of the players that refused to take the vaccine and asked them why they refused to take it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so guess what that does? That really puts questions in the minds of people that are huge sports fans, including who? Young people, right? When they start questioning some of these things, guess who listens? Young people listen. They have the young people's full attention, and they want to eliminate that opportunity. They want these people to only hear their message, what they say. And you know what? So many doctors have gotten it wrong, right? How many different stories have we heard about COVID since this started?
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm talking about from Fauci. I'm talking about from, you know, some of the highest doctors in the world. Some of them have come out and they have just given us misinformation after misinformation after misinformation. Right.
Yeah.
And it's been documented. It's not unknown.
But
right?
It's okay for them to give
been
out.
Changing.
It's okay for them to give out false information because it leads to their agenda. If it's going to get them what they want in the end, then it's fine. But when you're talking about factual stuff and all they do is turn around and say that is misleading because it doesn't go along with their agenda. See, the lie is their agenda. The truth is what they don't want.
100%.
And you know what? And I think personally, I think YouTube did what they did because of what's happening in New York. The hills of New York, where New York decided to say that even your beliefs, they even called out Christians, people who believe in this. They're saying that Christian leaders, which is a total lie, and anyone who believes it, believes anything that Satan will tell them, they're saying that Christian leaders across the nation, all of them, are saying that you should get this vaccine. They're even saying that God wants you to get it. It's crazy. Listen to this. And to my understanding, I've been told that this person, which is now the the governor of New York, is related to Nancy Pelosi. Isn't that convenient? But listen to what she has to say.
I've prayed a lot to God during this time. And you know what? God did answer our prayers. He made the smartest men and women, the scientists, the doctors, the researchers, he made them come up with a vaccine. That is from God to us. And we must say, thank you, God. Thank you. And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say, I'm vaccinated. All of you, yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones, but you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other.
So you're telling me if Jesus was here right now and they had this vaccination that who knows what's in it, that God would say, yeah, sure, that's 100%. I inspired that shot. Not that I gave you an immune system already or anything like that. Like, that doesn't work,
yeah.
Right? The immune system that I gave you doesn't work. Go ahead and depend on that shot. What? I mean, you know what? Satan uses people too, people.
But see, the thing is, What people have left out is that if Jesus was walking with us now, he wouldn't have a need for a shot. People had lupus, right? They had diseases.
I mean,
did it come with a vaccine? How did Jesus cure them?
Yeah, he touched them.
Exactly my point. But see, the left, they don't see God that way. They put limitations on God.
But listen,
they literally do.
This has less than a 1% mortality rate. How come they're not pushing a vaccine for cancer? Who's killing more people, right? They are pushing a vaccine that will never eliminate COVID. It doesn't exempt you from getting it. It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It may help you with some of the symptoms, but once again, that's may help you. with the symptoms. There are still people that are fully vaccinated that are dying. And then they have the audacity to blame that on the vaccinated people. Listen, the whole purpose of you getting a vaccination is to lessen your chances of getting it and having those symptoms. The failure is the vaccine didn't work for you. That's the failure. It failed to do what they said it will do, which is lessen your symptoms and make it to where
it didn't do any of that. It didn't
do any of that. To some people, it's not.
No, I don't think it did it to anybody. Seriously, be honest, my opinion.
I think it's done more damage to people than
exactly.
Harm. Absolutely.
Exactly. Listen to some more of this.
Jesus taught us to love one another. And how do you show that love? But to care about each other enough to say, please get vaccinated because I love you. I want you to live. I want our kids to be safe when they're in schools. I want you to be safe when you go to a doctor's office or to a hospital and are treated by somebody. You don't want to get the virus from them. You're already sick or you wouldn't be there. We have to solve this, my friends. I need every one of you. I need you to let them know that this is how we can fight this pandemic, come back to normal.
Now, listen to what coming back to normal is, right? What's happening right now in the United States of America is never going to go back to normal. Going back to normal was the economy booming, people having jobs, America being the number one exporter of natural gases. That's the normal. The normal for them is creating more racism and more division. Listen.
And then start talking about the real issues that we have to. Fighting systemic racial injustice, which exists today. And if there's a denier, I will take you on any day because I've seen it. I know it exists. And we are not going to have a blind eye to this ever again, any longer under my...
You know...
I mean, listen, you hear this. It always, for them, it always relates back to racism. All everything.
Right. Oh, in the end. Yeah, let's talk about the division in the world. You know, I think that we don't do any justice when we don't talk about people living better lifestyles, eating better, you know, exercising. They're saying literally the people with heart problems, high blood pressure. There was this one nurse that came out and she said every single person that was in their ICU had high blood pressure from COVID, which made their COVID worse.
Right.
Diabetes is another huge problem in these emergency rooms. So we don't even have that conversation, though.
Can't have the conversation, apparently, not on YouTube.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't even have the conversation because they'll say that you're putting out misleading information. But I'm willing to bet if Fauci's on YouTube, there's no issue because he's putting out the narrative that they want. He's been known to tell lies. He's been caught in the lies over and over. No, you don't need a mask. Yes, you have a mask. Maybe two masks, three masks.
You know what, Will? It baffles me. Do you have an answer for why we would require Americans to have vaccines and not require illegals to get vaccinated?
See, now that's the million-dollar question. And I personally think that they want the plandemic to increase again so they can have a reason to shut down the country because we're going into the midterm election. You can't have Americans have freedom. Now, there's this Chinese lady that goes on CNN, and she said before Americans realize that they have freedoms, you should force them to get the vaccine. Straight up said it. Before Americans realize they have the freedoms, you should force them. And she's from China.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Just today, Diane Feinstein introduced a bill to require vaccine proof or tests for domestic air travel in America. Isn't that not crazy?
We talked about that.
You actually mentioned that a long time ago.
Yes.
And here it is, right? But let me ask you, how many people have sat there and said, oh, I got sick because I flew somewhere? I mean,
people used to think that in the past, you know, you get on an airplane because you're stuck on an airplane with people. We've always done that, but you don't hear it now. You don't hear it now.
Mostly they say that people are getting sick from going out to eat, going to bars and such that. But then
like,
you see these Democrats
in
bars.
Like
you see them at the Grammys or the Emmys. You see all these people eating together, gathering together that are these elite Democrats, and they're not wearing masks. Look at Obama's birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those are actually the high risk situations. And once again, just because you got vaccinated does not mean that you can't get COVID. 100%. That's not what it means.
It's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. Now, here's another one from the mayor in New York. I'm sorry, the governor in New York. Listen to this. Just see, the main thing here right now is they're going to go after Christians. And they're not saying Jewish people, but it would not surprise me if they're lumping them in there with it because of what's happened in New York. It so reminds me of what the Nazis did in Nazi Germany. So, and the clip I'm getting ready, the audio clip that I'm getting ready to play for you is from a Jewish community on Twitter. They're up in arms about what's happening in New York because they see a repeat coming and they don't want it along with everybody else. Listen to this.
And we'll be nation leading with our mandate, which strikes at midnight tonight, when everyone is expected in a hospital in the state of New York or a healthcare facility to have been vaccinated. I will be signing an executive order to give me the emergency powers necessary to address the shortages where they occur. That's going to allow me to deploy the National Guard, who are medically trained, deploy people who've been retired, who may have had a license lapse, bring in people from elsewhere. That is not my first position, though, my friends. My desire is to have the people who've been out there continue to work in their jobs, work in them safely, and to all the other healthcare workers who are vaccinated, they also deserve to know that the people they're working with will not get them sick.
What did you hear when she gave that speech, Will? What did you hear? What did you get out of that?
Communism, dictatorship.
I got... You do what I say, or I'm giving myself the power to do what I need to do.
Yes.
That's literally what she said. I'm signing a bill to give me power.
Yes.
What is that? Does that sound like a government that's for the people, by the people? No. Right?
No, it's not. It's not.
I mean, she's really an authoritative leader.
Yeah.
She's saying, exactly. This is what I'm doing. I'm giving myself power. Who's going to stop me? Nobody's going to stop her.
And like what I was saying earlier about her with the religious leaders across the country, how she's saying that, you know, all the religious leaders are on board with this and you can't say no. And this is the governor of New York asserting authority. Yeah, thank you. Asserting authority over the people in the state. And she's not even an elected governor.
She's not.
Mind you.
The first one had to resign.
Yeah, because of his attacks on women. And she's just coming in full on dictatorship. So let this be an example of what Kamala Harris, because I don't think Biden is going to make it through.
I'm just
my personal opinion. I think with, you know, the end of this year, I think Biden is going to, they're going to say, you know what? You're too tired, dude. You're just too much. And she's not going to be elected, but she's going to do the same thing this woman is doing. Listen to this.
My default position is to ask people, please do this. This is why. It's been proven to be safe. The vaccine's been out there a long time now.
Not true.
There are not legitimate religious exemptions because the leaders of all the organized religions have said there's no legitimate reason, and we're going to win that in court in a matter of days. And so this is so unnecessary. And I just want to appeal to the individuals to know that, you know, your coworkers want you to do this. Don't make the burden heavier on them as well.
Who cares what other people want? That's freedom. That's your freedom.
Yeah, you're supposed to have the freedom, but freedom of choice is gone.
But they're saying, "Listen, you do this for them. I don't want to do it for them. They're. I don't want to get the vaccine. They don't care about how I feel. Yeah. Why should I care how they feel?
Freedom of choice is gone.
It's less than 1% fatality, people.
Yeah, less than 1%.
And she's sitting here going, "Listen, I really don't want to. It's been out there for a long time. It hasn't been out there for a long time." It's been out there for really a year.
If that.
Not even that, really.
Not even that. Yeah, because it was towards the end of the 2020, right? We're like coming on a year now. But the whole idea of saying it's been out there for a long time, what's the long-term effects? What's the term effect after a year? 2 years, 5 years. What's the long-term
effect?
They're
not even admitting to what the immediate effects are.
Yeah, and people right now are experiencing things that they leave out. And YouTube, being the Gestapo, the way they are preventing people from questioning it. You seriously, you can't question. So where does freedom of speech? And you know what? You know, Shannon, it makes me think about, what about what Governor Abbott signed here in Texas? Right? That the tech companies can't hinder free speech. If someone is just talking about something, now it's one thing if there are people are telling you go out there, hey, drink some Lysol, it'll help you out. I understand that. You're an idiot if you listen to that person anyways.
Right.
That's on you. That's your fault. But the public square means that anybody can walk to the public square and say whatever it is that they want to say, as long as they're not calling for violence. You can lie if you want to. You can say, hey, the sky is falling. The sky is falling. But you standing in the public square, you can do that. But see, YouTube and these tech tyranny from these companies are saying that you can't go into the virtual public square. In Section 230, which a lot of lawyers, and I've talked to a lawyer in the past, kept saying, without even bringing up Section 230, kept saying that these are private businesses, they can regulate what they want on their platforms. But what people don't realize, and even apparently some lawyers didn't realize this, Section 230 was put in place that these companies would not operate as publishers. But that's exactly what they're doing. They're operating as publishers, deciding what people say when they've already had the agreement with Congress because of Section 230 that people would have freedom of speech and say what they want to say. And then the companies would not be held liable. But they're coming in saying what you can and can't say. It should be on the individual if they did something and caused masses of people to do something harmful. It should be on that person. The tech company have nothing to do with it, but the tech company has taken it upon themselves to fight for certain agendas and squash others. It's crazy. That's exactly what's happening here. Right. That's exactly what's happening here. And for us to continuously to see this happening is repulsive. It's disgusting at all levels. And it's not going to go away. It's not going to go away.
Right. You know, I'm really interested in knowing what's going to happen this time tomorrow. I wish we were doing a podcast tomorrow, because right now the Democrats are fighting even among themselves over this infrastructure bill. And believe it or not, it is going to have a huge impact.
Yes.
On us going forward if they pass it. Right?
America's in trouble. Seriously, I mean,
we are in trouble. We got 85,000 Haitians alone coming to our border that we know are just going to go through, right? And we had what Obama said, that we are a nation state and we cannot sustain open borders, right? And then what did Psaki say in her press conference after that when she was asked about it? She said, well, we agree with them. We don't have open borders. Well, you've been to the border. You've seen these people just walk into the United States of America.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. Let's just listen to, because she was asked that question.
Right.
About Obama saying that, you know, talking about our borders and how we have open borders. And this is, see, this is exactly how they just, she just, Psaki just blatantly lies. And the media, you know, they give her a pass, even asking her that question. Listen to this.
President Obama on ABC said immigration is tough. This was an interview that aired on Good Morning America.
Got it. Yes.
Immigration is tough. It has always been, because on one hand, I think we're naturally a people that wants to help others. At the same time, we're a nation state. We have borders. The idea that we can just have open borders is something that, as a practical matter, is unsustainable. Does President Biden agree with President Obama that open borders is unsustainable?
We don't have open borders. So, yes, he agrees.
Oh my goodness. I mean,
so why did you stop building the wall?
I mean, Obama said that we do have open borders.
Absolutely.
And like you mentioned, I've been down to the border. I just came back from the border. And guess what? The borders are all wide open. Oh. And you know what? They get on a little raft. They bring them over. And then the National Guard's right there. The National Guard help them out of the raft even. Help them up onto the shore. And then they tell them to stand by for just a second. And then after a few minutes, they hand them over to Border Patrol. And then Border Patrol registers them, bring them in, and then ship them off to God knows where.
Right. Well, they say that they're sending some people home. But by the way, we haven't seen any evidence of that.
I talked to my boy Blue, who lives there, and what happens is that the people that they have shipped back, they ship them back to a certain spot, place in Mexico, and all they do is make their way back to here. And then they keep trying. They go back and then they keep trying. And the people that they really keep sending back are Cubans.
Right. Well, and Will, you even actually got a phone call yesterday. And the phone call was somebody that knew somebody that worked on the border.
Yes.
And they said that the Biden administration is actually lying about the amount of people that they're sending back. They are not sending that many people back.
No, they're not. They're not. And it's
part and of I want to know where the Democrats better. Are. How come they're not at the border holding Biden accountable on what he says?
How come Biden's not at the border? I mean, seriously. And you know what? Talking about the infrastructure bill that's supposed to be $3.5 trillion, that's $0 now. When we have the hurricane in Louisiana, what did Biden do? He paid a visit down there. He looked at the destruction. It's total chaotic down here. And what did he do? He went down there and said, we've got to build back better. We've got to push this Green New Deal. I mean, infrastructure bill. We've got to push this through right now. We can't do what we've been doing before. We have to build back better. But yet, he can go there for that. But when we have a crisis at the border, he's nowhere to be found. Nothing, nada, zero, zip. And one more thing about the border, because we're getting close here. And I've said this multiple times already on my nightly broadcast. That the Haitian people that were under the bridge, Shannon, they said it was roughly between 15 to 20,000 people, black Haitians, right? And Biden, Kamala Harris, none of them had any issues with it until they started seeing these aerial footage, this drone footage of all the people there. And then the old Biden administration tried to shut that down with the FCC, saying no more drones here because they don't want that image coming out. But then all of a sudden, when you see some Border Patrol agents on horseback looking like cowboys, then all of a sudden, because the optics of it all look bad, then they want to address the issue. Reverend Satan's Reverend Sharpton showed up down there, race baiting. All of a sudden, it becomes an issue. Kamala Harris all of a sudden says it's an issue. And when she's talking about it, Shannon, she still has that giggle. Asian people. It's disgusting. I'm like, where is she? I mean, I wonder who has the broom. Does she have the broom or does Hillary Clinton have the broom?
Or Pelosi. Pelosi. Yeah.
You know what? That's a good meme. Pelosi, Kamala Harris, and Hillary Clinton all in the picture, all riding brooms. Or maybe we can put them in Clash of the Titans when they stand around that bowl. The eye. I'm dating myself there. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
No, I don't.
You don't? You saw Clash of the Titans.
You know what? I did, but...
So the three witches stood around the bowl and they were mixing it and they had this eye, the all-seeing eye, and they went there. But anyways... I'm going down memory lane here. But anyways, someone out there listening knows exactly what I'm talking about. But seriously.
I just remember Medusa.
Okay, yeah. Everyone remembers that. Everybody.
Now that does remind me of Pelosi. Come on.
Medusa kind of reminds me of Michelle Obama. When I see Medusa, it makes me think of Michelle Obama. Hmm. That's who I envision. But anyways, yeah.
She hisses too.
Yeah, exactly. But anyways, you know what, people? We, the American people, not just the American people, the world, we're in trouble because evil is in control.
Absolutely.
And evil is making policies that's going to affect us all.
Right.
And if we, the people, sit back and watch all of this, we're just going to be in a world of hurt. And, you know, it's almost like history repeating itself, Shannon. And I mentioned this before. A lot of people are saying, don't worry about it. The military's going to come in. The military's going to take control.
Yeah, we've heard that.
Trust the plan. Mm. Trust the plan. I encourage everyone to look up Operation Trust. It was a thing that Stalin came up with in 1922, where he was telling everybody then, him and a group of other people, telling everybody then, Operation Truth. The military is going to come in and fix it all. Just hold tight. Hold tight. The military is going to come. While everyone is sitting back and trusting the plan, communism set in. We see these communist people with this $0 deal. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? And some Democrats are like, wait a minute, this is not right. I mean, this is really not right.
Yeah, I mean, they're coming out there saying that we cannot support this.
This is really not right.
And, you know, AOC came on, you know, you call her Mad Cow. She was on
Rachel Mad Cow.
And she was saying that, you know, these Democrats that are going against this deal, you know, they had already agreed. They already said that they would go along with it, right?
Yeah.
And now they're not.
Yeah. And she's saying it's only 4% of the Democrats not going along with it.
Yeah, she even admitted that the Reconcile bill is the Green Deal, the Build Back Better bill. It is Biden's agenda. A lot of it has nothing to do with infrastructure.
Nothing.
It has to do with providing child care.
Oh.
And what?
Yeah, it just made me think about what Tucker was saying, you know, with the child care and how they're adding all this extra stuff. I think Tucker said in the bill on page 128 or something like that, they put in there saying that any business that refused to vaccinate their employees will be fined $700,000.
That's right. We did see that.
Per case. Right. They're going to bankrupt businesses throughout the nation.
Right.
They're going to bankrupt them. I mean, what does that have to do with
building infrastructure?
Well, Build Back Better is all about Build Back Better, because
the whole
idea about Build Back Better is tear down the world economies and then they build it back in their socialist utopia. That's what the whole Build Back Better is. But the infrastructure has nothing to do with forcing businesses to inject something into their employees.
What happened to freedom here? It's 100% part of the agenda. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's disgusting, really. And the sad thing is, this is actually the largest bill ever written in United States history.
Yes.
And you cannot tell me that this is going to have zero impact on our deficit. It's just not going to. Guess what, people? You know what? Raising taxes should be paying down the debt we already have, not accruing more debt and thinking that it's going to pay it down. It never works that way.
How do you have something that costs $3.5 trillion and you tell everyone it's $0? How do you even fix your mind to even say that?
Well, they like I said, they're depending on the idea that corporations are actually going to pay a certain amount every single year. It's something that they can't even guarantee that money is going to come in. Because I can tell you it's not going to. These corporations are going to find some way around it. It's part of running a business. Right? I don't know.
It's frustrating. It's maddening altogether.
Right. I mean, this Build Back Better actually has everything to do with creating a new United States.
It's actually a new world currency. When Biden first came up with it, I went out. I had to go Google it. Build Back Better. He didn't come up with it. It was given to him because it's not anything new. A lot of people don't realize that. It's not anything new. So what they did is they decided the only way to bring back to have the economy that they wanted, the world economy that they're looking for, is to tear down all world economies. Why do you think Cuba all of a sudden had the issues that they're having? And I wish we weren't running out of time, because Cuba is a prime. What happened in Cuba is about to happen in the United States of America. And why do I say that? Look at all of the ships off the coast right now, people. If you always looked at people for preparing, you need to stop doing that and start preparing for yourself, because you're going to be the one hurting. All of the ships off the coast are being held up from docking on the shores. This is unheard of.
Yeah, this bringing food and supplies and stuff like that.
Everything that we need. We're at war and we don't even know it. So, hey, I want to thank everyone for being with us. We're going to be here most definitely next Thursday, God's willing. If not, oh, wait a minute. Next Thursday, I will be in Florida at AmpFest. So possibly if we can work it all out, I may just report from AmpFest next week in Florida. We'll see. We'll have to work it out. See. Thank you, everybody, for being here. And thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for calling in. Don't forget. Tune in next Thursday. God bless everybody. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to this broadcast. Thank you so much. Do me a favor. Subscribe to this podcast. Subscribe to it. Share this everywhere you can. We are viewer and listener supported. Anything you can do to help us out is greatly appreciated. Head on over to UniteAmericaFirst.com. Thank you again and God bless.